Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new week here at Dear Hallmark. My name is Dara. Thank you for joining me for this episode. We are in our last week of 2023.
Has this year flown by for anybody else? Or is it just me?
This year, each blink was a month, and we've blinked 12 times, and we're already here. This is wild and crazy bananas in pajamas, let me tell you. Let me tell you. Well, what I do want to talk with you about, we are going to be doing a top 10. This week is all about the top 10. And normally I give you my top 10 non-holiday Hallmark movies before Countdown to Christmas starts. But it was actually, that was incredibly busy. I was incredibly busy during that time. And so I wasn't able to get that episode off. And so I thought, why not save it for like my year-end wrap-up? And I can tell you my top 10 favorite non-holiday premieres of 2023. Now, I will preface it with this. The two Christmas in July premieres, I have included it in my non-holiday movie ranking overall. So in total, I've seen 32 movies prior to Countdown to Christmas. And we'll get into the nuts and bolts, but I have a total of 32 movies, including the two Christmas in July premieres, and they are included. I said that three times. Okay, so. So before we get into my top 10 that I loved, I want to just kind of to give you a feeling of where this is going. Here's five that are at the bottom of the list. So at number five, this is going from least worst to worst worst. Number five is A Safari Romance. That movie was just dull. Unfortunately, it was just incredibly dull. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Next, A Royal Christmas Crush. Immediately no. In the words of Justin Bieber, immediately no. I've seen all that I need to see. Immediately no. Immediately no. I believe I did a podcast episode, right? Because I compared Royal Christmas Crush to Winter Palace with Kevin McGarry and Amelia Urup. So be sure to check out that episode to hear my full review. A Safari Romance, I did a YouTube review for. Love's Greek to me is the third one. That movie was a Greek tragedy of epic proportions, and it lied within the story. The scenery, fantastic. The fashions were fashioning. The story, how the mother was written, how her fiance was written, miss me. I did not like those characters. Probably the most unlikable Hallmark characters, and I will dare to say that I've ever seen the most unlikable Hallmark characters in Love's Greek to me. Number two, Love at Glacier National, or as I affectionately call it, Avalanche in a Can. This movie just did not hit. This one also starred Steven Hazard, unfortunately. It was just kind of a miss in the camp for the Hazards. And I didn't like the way he belittled our leading lady's job. Like, it just was not good. And then I'm supposed to believe that y'all like each other. Like, no. Oh, you could throw an avalanche, throw a snowball at me, flick me with some flurries. What? No. And so taking the gold for the worst movie, the worst non-holiday Hallmark movie, in my opinion, I'm not going to say worst, my least favorite non-holiday Hallmark movie of the year is Love at the Maldives. That was a Maldivian tragedy. Jocelyn Houdon carried that entire movie, the ocean included, on her back and walked it up the steepest incline the treadmill can offer with no brakes, nothing. And she was opposite her now husband. So it made my insides cringe even more to find out that there was no light, no chemistry, no spark behind his eyes when you're working opposite the woman that you got the hots for. I don't understand that I will not understand that at all. So that's, and I did Love in the Maldives on YouTube. I did Love at Glacier National. I believe that was on the podcast. And Love's Greek to me was a tag on to, I believe, Taylor Cole's Hawaii movie. I forget what it was called. But that became our destination movies. Our non-holiday destination movies were not great this year. I'm sorry. I think we relied too heavily on the scenery to carry the movie. And I don't think, not that we didn't care about the story, but I think the stories were lackluster in each of the what did I just call it? Destination movies. There we go. In each of the destination movies. And furthermore, as I think Love's Greek to me, the story was just, I just did not like the story. And Love's Greek to me, but in the others, like The Wedding Veil Legacy, Wedding Veil, is it Legacy? The one with Allison and Victor, the second trilogy, I forget. Whichever one is the second trilogy, right, that premiered this year, where Allison and Victor are in Greece, that one, The Maldives, Aloha at the Hawaii Hotel with Taylor and our guy. We had another one. I'm looking through my list here. What else? Great Smoky Mountains. All of our national park romances were not hitting this year. There was one destination station, What's Your Nation, that made my top 10, and we're going to talk about it after this break, you guys. So stay tuned. Welcome back from my micro break, my friend. So you know how people are wrong? Yeah, I was last segment because I looked again at my list and there's actually three destination movies on my top 10. So I apologize. I am so wrong. I will say overall, though, the destination movies left a bad taste in my mouth because they were more bad than good. However, again, there were three that were major exceptions because I felt like we got a lot of destination movies this year. Countdown to Christmas aside, I felt like we got a lot this year with the national parks. And some others, the Greece, we were in Greece, the Maldives, the Safari, Aloha. So let's get into this top 10. So coming in at number 10, my 10th favorite non-Christmas, non-holiday Hallmark movie, A Very Venice Romance. I was in Atlanta. This is after the Mahogany event. I was still in Atlanta preparing to go home when I watched this. So I was in it to win it. This was before the Mahogany event because this came on Saturday. So I was in Atlanta at this time and I was watching it in my hotel room. Shout out to the hotel having Hallmark. And I enjoyed Venice has never looked so this. Okay. Let me get my thoughts together. I enjoyed this Venice more than the Wedding Veil Expectations Venice, or whichever, the first Autumn Reeser at Wedding Veil.
I no, because Wedding Veil Expectations is Lacey's second trilogy. I forget what Autumn's first Wedding Veil is, but I liked Venice in A Very Venice Romance more so than what Autumn Reese's Venice. And you got in this cooking thing. And she, now that I've seen Sealed with the List, that woman who played in this, she needs to be in more, because I feel like along with Katie, we got our two spunky leading ladies who can really shoot from the, like, quick draw slingers, you know what I'm saying? That I feel like can bring great energy to these Hallmark movies that we're looking for. And so I enjoyed the lead. She's so gorgeous. And that man is a problem. He needs a caution label. The cooking, the Venice, everything about this popped, and I enjoyed it. Actually, why is my mouth watering? This is horrible. Every time I mention food, it's like a switch goes off, and then my mouth waters. But here we are. Number 9. See, y'all, I try to maintain this, like, smooth jazz radio voice, right? Like, my Hallmark holiday. I don't know if you know this, but I've had a few radio spots on Sirius XM through with Hallmark Radio channel, and I've been trying to maintain this voice throughout the recording of this podcast, but I can't because I get so excited about stuff. But let's carry on. Okay, number 9, and I watched this mad late. So late, Field Day. This is Rachel Boston's best movie. This is my favorite movie, along with Last Bridesmaid, of Rachel Boston's. Point blank, period, full stop, full red light, full stop sign, 10 toes deep on the ground. This is it. Ain't nothing more needs to be said that was already said. I loved it. And honestly, we didn't need Benjamin Ayers. And I ain't need no romance. This is what I'm saying. When the women trio is that thick with two C's, and it's able to carry a movie the way that it did, the woman who was our lawyer, corporate attorney, PTA, having boss, loved her. The woman who was our social, our mom-fluencer, doing the daggone thing. I loved it. Oh, I loved watching their relationship come together. I just loved everything about... I thought that movie was brilliant. I don't even remember if I did a review on it, but that movie is brilliant. And I don't even remember if I did a review to A Very Venice Romance, but here it is. I love that movie. I loved both of those movies, and those movies were great. Number 8... The Wedding Cottage. This was our spice of life, starring Aaron Krakow and Brendan Penny. I ain't seen the chef de cuisine, Mr. Penny, in a minute and a half, okay? Because at that point, he was doing Chesapeake Shores, and then we had our Christmas movies from him. And so it was so nice to see him in a non-holiday, non-Chesapeake context. Listen, we call him the chef de cuisine for a reason, you heard me? Both of them contributed the cannons to the left of them, cannons to the right of them. Name that show. They provided cannonballs of energy and chemistry in this movie. I loved it. I think it's super cute. I can totally see myself watching this again in the spring. I enjoyed Brendan's character, like him being a little bit of a jerk, because he's normally the adorable guy, you know? So I really enjoyed seeing him in a little bit of a different capacity. I just had fun with this movie, man. I just really had fun with this. And I enjoyed seeing Erin in another movie, too. I miss seeing her in a movie. We hadn't seen her in one in a while with her doing And I Know When Calls the Heart Keeps Her Busy. But I'm grateful we got to get another movie from her. And it was a non-holiday movie, which I respect and I enjoy immensely. Number 7. Woo! This one right here, boss. Hearts in the Game, starring Marco Grazzini and Aaron Cahill.
Sheesh, that one. That's where you get your NAACP awards. That's where you get your Oscars, your Grammys, your Tonys, your Emmys, your Pulitzer Prizes. You're at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You doing Nobel Peace Prizes. What else you doing? Oprah's favorite things. Stephen Colbert's favorite things. Everybody's favorite things needs to be on this. Tamron Hall's 12 Wishes. One of them is this movie. It's so good. Now, I do think, I remember saying this because I did a YouTube review of it. I would have liked to see this on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries because of the more serious tone that this movie took. And I understand there were some like light quips, which is probably why they put it on the Hallmark Channel, because normally movies and mysteries, they don't have light quips to them. However, Come Fly With Me, I felt like was one of those that should have been on Hallmark Channel instead of Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, but that's neither here nor there. Aside from that, this movie was brilliant. This movie was brilliant. Margot Grazini gave a brilliant performance. Erin Cahill, what has she done wrong? We need to have an episode of people who do no wrong. People who do no wrong. You know who's on that list? Palaha, Cahill, Bethany Joy Lenz, and Benjamin Hollingsworth. And Michael Rady. Those are the five people so far that can do no wrong in my eyes. Oh, and Carlo Marx. Okay, and the list goes on. Okay, those are the six people so far that can do no wrong in my eyes. And dang it, Cahill could kill this. I love seeing her as this boss lady. I want to see her more as a boss lady. And I enjoyed her outfits in this. I enjoyed their relationship, their dynamic. Oh my gosh, these people are so talented. It's disgusting. And I enjoyed every minute of it. Every stinking minute of it. Number six. We're halfway there. Number six, Sweeter Than Chocolate. That's right. Y'all, this was the first year Hallmark made me care about Valentine's Day because of how much they push Valentine's Day in the movies. I was like, yes, let's celebrate Valentine's Day. Give me the feels. Give me the, I like my Hallmark movies to affirm the season. Like, I am a all seasons girl. I live in a state in the United States where I get all the seasons. So I want to be able to feel all the seasons in different dynamics, in taste, in smell, in sight, in sound. And so I'm able to do that also through my Hallmark movies, which is why I miss the winter movies so much, because I feel like I want to, especially because we don't get snow that often anymore, because hashtag climate change. But I want to be able to get that snow action through my movies. I don't want to watch A Winter Getaway or Winter in Veil again. I want to see a new movie. I mean, granted, I will watch those two again, but I want to see a new movie. I ain't definitely watching Avalanche if I can, but I want to see those two. I want to see some more winter movies, because the January lineup, none of them are winterish, because they've changed it to New Year, New Movies. Although the Marco Grazini one and my girl Lacey, who played Jess in Chesapeake Shores, I'm definitely looking forward to that one. They're about to shut that whole month down. Do you hear me? Okay, let me get back into my smooth jazz back. Okay. Y'all, so Sweeter Than Chocolate, because that's why we're here. Valentine's Day, right? That movie made me fall in love with Valentine's Day and made me so excited to celebrate Valentine's Day. This is the inspiration and motivation that can come when you do a Hallmark movie right. You know what I mean? When you do a Hallmark movie that's in season, that celebrates the season that you're in, which is Valentine's Day. This is what I love my Hallmark movies to do. Inspire me, motivate me. This is why I watch them. I want to be able to celebrate. Like, literally, I've never really gone out of my way to be so excited as to order. Like, I've never done that for myself. I genuinely haven't. I would just treat it like another day. My mom would send me $20 because she's been doing that since college. And I think that's so cute. It's something that she started when I was in college, when I went away. I went about 3.5-4 hours away from home for school. And so on Valentine's Day, because I was at school, she would send me a card and $20 in cash to like get myself something to eat. And she sends me that. She does the same thing now. One year it was Cash App, but for the most part, she's been keeping it in cash. And so it was always just, okay, whatever, it's another day, whatever. But this was my first time in my singlehood where
I've enjoyed celebrating Valentine's Day because of these Hallmark movies. And so Sweeter Than Chocolate did that. Dan Janot, Eloise Mumford. They're just great. This movie is great. Everything about this movie is great. It's Valentine's Day on 10,000, and I can't wait to rewatch it in February, come Valentine's Day again. And even though it's going to be weird, though, because it's Jane Austen themed, it's not really Valentine's Day themed, but it's still romance themed. So I'm going to have to be more, what's the word? I don't know what word I'm thinking, but intentional on really celebrating Valentine's Day, with my, you know, by myself, next year, since it's going to be more Jane Austen. But I think that'll be cute. I think that'll be really, 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 really cute. So Sweeter Than Chocolate, that's number six. All right, we're halfway there. Number five. This is another destination movie. And I actually watched this right before Countdown to Christmas started because it was about to expire on my DVR. This was another one that premiered in April. The April movies killed it. April was the strongest non-holiday month of Hallmark in 2023. Banger after banger after banger in April. And this is no exception. A Pinch of Portugal. You have Portugal, a locale that we haven't been to yet. You have Heather Hemmings, beautiful as all get out. You have this Luke Mitchell character looking like he just stepped off the set of Vikings. And I said, excuse me, sir. But you can't just come up here like that with them shoulders. Like, what are you doing? No, sir. And then we have food. When I tell you cooking Hallmark movies are among my favorite, I did a top favorite cooking themed Hallmark movie list in a podcast episode a while back. Be sure to check that out. Cooking movies are among my favorite themes of Hallmark movies, along with author, writer, book movies. And there are some other ones. Oh, I did vineyard movies as well. I'm becoming a vineyard girl and I don't even drink. Let me tell you, I love me a good vineyard watching movie. I did that in celebration of Napa Ever After, which was the first Mahogany movie that was airing on Hallmark Channel. Be sure to check that out as well. And we're back. A Pinch of Portugal. So good. I said all that I need to say. Heather Hemmings, Luke Mitchell, Portugal, food. What else do you need? The ingredients for the perfect movie. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I did a cheesy line. Yeah, I did. Number four, this dude. The Professional Bridesmaid. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Chandler Massey. Between him and Evan Roderick, those two guys are like my besties when it comes to the new talent that they've been bringing in within these past few years. Evan Roderick and Chandler Massey are my two guy besties, like for real. Chandler solidified himself with this movie. I said, oh, that's how you feel. Oh, okay. Say less. The Hunter King and Chandler Massey had chemistry out the wazoo. I loved it. I loved Hunter in this. I would venture to say, this may be my favorite Hunter movie. I like this better than Hidden Gems because that was our first introduction to Hunter. Although I love me some Bo Murchoff. But this movie, I think the chemistry was better between Chandler and Hunter. And I love seeing them play off each other. And I loved Hunter in this role. And so, again, that was another April movie. Banger. Banger. Okay. Number three. This one slipped out of nowhere. This one came out from around the corner and backhanded you behind the head. Retreat to You, starring Amelia Ulerup and Peter Mooney. Hello? Is this thing on? That movie was five crowns of brilliant. Between the acting, the writing, everything about that was brilliant. I miss, again, one of my Chesapeake Shores homies. I miss Amelia so much. She is one of my favorite women on that network. When she does a movie, every time she plays a character, I believe her. She brings such a natural, organic, genuine authenticity to the roles that it's just like, yeah, that's you.
I don't even know. I feel like I've seen her personality and I don't even know her. I've never watched an interview she did. I've never watched her in a non-acting setting, but I feel like I'm seeing her true personality when I watch these movies. From Brie to Winter Palace to Nature of Love with Christopher Russell, which in my opinion is Christopher Russell's, next to Mistletoe Secret, Christopher Russell's best movie where he's leading man, Nature of Love. And side note, the stylist in Nature of Love, I peep game because we ain't never see Christopher Russell going to wear a t-shirt and then a button up on top and then a jean jacket on top. And then we're going to cuff the jean jacket and then cuff the button up on top of the jean jacket. I see you. I see you. And we're back. Retreat to You is brilliant. Was that the last? I don't think that was the last Fall Into Love movie. I don't remember the order in which it aired. It may have been. It may have been. But that, if it was that movie, what a way. No, I think, wait. I think Field Day was. I think Field, was Field Day the, yeah, I think Field Day was the last movie before Countdown to Christmas. And then, y'all, I don't know. We'll have to go back. In the words of Deck the Hallmark, take it to the tape. Take it to the tape. Let's go back and see. Number two. This is another destination movie. A Paris Proposal from Valentine's Day. I have never seen Alexa Penavega look better and act better than I did in this movie. Never. Never. Hallmark movie, I should say. Never. I'm telling you, it's something about these bossy corporate lady roles that just brings out the zhuzh that I love in my Hallmark movies, you know? And Alexa Penavega killed it. I forget the homie's name who she played opposite of, but we're in Paris, so what else do you need? I loved it. It was like enemies to lovers. It was fake marriage. He's like, I see your fake date, and we're going to bring you one more. Fake marriage. Sheesh. My goodness. That movie was stellar cart. And when I tell you, A Paris Proposal stayed at the top for 4 months until this movie came. And before I tell you about my number one movie, let's do a recap, shall we? Shall we? Number 10, A Very Venice Romance. Number 9, Field Day. Number 8, The Wedding Cottage. Number 7, Hearts in the Game. Number 6, Sweeter Than Chocolate. Number 5, A Pinch of Portugal. Number 4, The Professional Bridesmaid. Number 3, Retreat to You. Number 2, A Paris Proposal. And my number one favorite movie from 2023 that's non-Countdown to Christmas is Take Me Back to Christmas with Corey Sevier and Vanessa Lingies. Listen, Linda. This movie is the perfect mix of city slick, comfort, cozy Christmas. You don't have to have one or the other. You can do both. And it was so charming. And I think Corey and his wife either wrote it and directed it, or they both, like his wife wrote it and he directed it. Whatever the combination is, it was brilliant. Vanessa Lingies, the white pantsuit gave, and it became my motivation for the rest of the year. I was like, the goal is the pantsuit. The goal is the pantsuit. My goal is still a white pantsuit. Our elf, Kimmy the Elf, the best elf I've ever seen. I know it may be slander to Will Ferrell, but I'm telling you, in my Hallmark heart, I loved that elf. Her green velvet pantsuit. Where are they shopping for these pantsuits? My goodness. My goodness. Take Me Back for Christmas was it. Is it. If this was in Countdown to Christmas, sheesh. Sheesh, 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 sheesh. It would have a run for its money because this Countdown to Christmas came out with some 1-2 punches and a couple hooks and a couple uppercuts.
Okay. And we are going to do a whole separate episode on Countdown to Christmas, okay? We are going to do our whole separate episode on Countdown to Christmas. But I wanted to talk about the non-holiday movies first. And I wanted to lead into the ending of season 3. I am so grateful and so thankful for all of you who listen, who support, who engage, who comment, who DM, who look at my stories, however way you partake in Dear Hallmark content. I appreciate you so much. Thank you, because you don't have to. You just genuinely enjoy it, and I'm incredibly appreciative. I look forward to providing you with more reviews. And what I've done the past couple of seasons, starting season 2, and I did this for season 3, I normally take January off. So I will not be doing any podcast episodes or reviews for the month of January. And we'll get back into the habit sometime in February. Date to be announced later when season 4 will commence. But you guys, thank you so, so much. Again, this is Dara. My name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. And in the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a Hallmark movie that you love. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.